stupid ass shit.
What?
Stuff you don't need to know, but you want to know.
Okay, yeah.
It's brought to you by Badass Coffee of Hawaii, 3530 South State, for delicious 100% pure Kona coffee.
Dusty, where are you on? And Lindsay, I know you don't watch Game of Thrones. Where are you? How many episodes back are you?
A season and a half.
Okay, so we're just going to chalk this up to you'll just take one for the team here.
Yeah, sure. That's fine. I'm not worried about spoilers.
And really, this is not a plot spoiler. It's, to me, this is a sort of a minor trivia spoiler, but involves giving you a chance to turn off Hodor's name, which was revealed a couple episodes ago. The guy that played young Hodor. And I'm not even going to get into the whole thing. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about.
The Hodo.
The dude who played young Hodor wrote a song about sort of the reveal about his name and his character. The actor is named Sam Coleman, and the song is called, appropriately enough, Hold the Door.
I only had one mission, a simple one I knew I had to face when I reached the time and place. Oh,
and hold the door.
Hodor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. It sounds like the way he puts it is it's a very this very chivalrous act, almost like a young lady was walking through. And, mm-hmm. I will hold the door for you. Mm-hmm. And in the same way, his name very well could have been Sharebrella, as in when it starts to rain, please get under the safety of my umbrella. Share my umbrella. Sharebrella. 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 Sharebrella.
Sharebrella.
What about pull out my chair or pull my chair out.
What about just pull out?
that is a true gentleman.
Very courteous.
Send good morning text. Send good morning text. Good morning text. Goma text. Goma text. Goma text. My name is Goma text.
Goma text.
Leave a note. Leave a note.
Bring your flowers. Bring flowers. Browers. Browers. All those just as good as Hodor.
Hodor.
For me. I was kind of disappointed with the explanation of the name.
Yeah.
Although I enjoyed the episode, but all right.
That's no fun.
It's a little goofy.
Speaking of new tunes, Jay-Z is on Pusha T's new track, Drug Dealers Anonymous, and he drops a modern reference that I know everybody here is going to enjoy.
Your husband was a drug dealer. For 14 years, he sold crack cocaine.
Life made me ambidextrous, counting with my right, whipping white with my left wrist. Damn, Daniel.
Yeah.
FBI keep bringing them all white vans through.
Awesome. That is so
lovely.
Cool. If you're the Damn Daniel kids, yeah. That's like your life is made a fake.
Do we need to compare Jay-Z's Damn Daniel to the delivery of the original Damn Daniels?
Probably. Right, whipping white with my left wrist. Damn, Daniel.
So that's
Damn Daniel. Damn Daniel.
It's more of that one than the first one.
Damn Daniel.
That one.
Damn Daniel.
Definitely not the tortured
the
Hindenburg.
Oh, the humanity.
Yeah, the oh the humanity
Damn Daniel.
Daniel.
Yeah. It's not that one.
Which is my favorite Damn Daniel out of all the Damn
That's
Daniels,
gonna be great if they're at a show. You know that they're gonna get to come out and do like a cameo and just real quick, Damn Daniel.
Damn Daniel.
You think so Jay-Z's cute. Letting the Damn Daniel kids on stage? I'm going to say no, but that would be cool for sure.
I think it should happen.